dynasty conversation needing to be had on the gentleman you see on screen, because Kirk Cousins changes the game. And while he's not a Penix Jr. or Bo Nix in terms of longevity, are we worried about anything past 2 or 3 years anyway? Are we going to see Cousins last as long at a great level as we see Bijan last as an elite running back in the National Football League? Because that's really all that matters. We don't necessarily care about 5, 7, 10 years down the road, do we? Or are we sleeping on our hands at that point, playing for second place? I always tell people that if you worry too much about 5 years from now, 7 years from now, if you want 23-year-old players instead of 25-year-old players, and you go to the ends of the earth to make maneuvers that just don't make sense, then you're playing for second place. You are playing for second place. You can continue to build just youth and give up on older guys. And I'm not saying we have any of that here, but this right here is a solution that puts London into a top, not, I don't even want to say top 6 to 10, really. I'm not saying he's number 5, but he could be that good. And I'm going to say top 5 to 10 numbers for London. I'm going to say potential top 5 numbers for Kyle Pitts. This is 2024 and really beyond for at least 3-4 years. Bijan Robinson, I'm going to say number 1 overall in Dynasty. I'm going to say maybe number 1 overall 2024. What we said last year that busted all over the place. Smitty, so high on Bijan. I bet you didn't win your leagues that you had Bijan in, Smitty, because you absolutely doubled down on Bijan all offseason long last year. Well, I'll tell you what, majority of the leagues I won had Bijan on the roster. Maybe I would have crushed everybody in the league had I had him delivered to my expectation of running back 1 as a rookie, I admit. But maybe I still skated by having the Kyrens and the Achans and the other guys that stepped up. It didn't hurt me nothing. You can say whatever you want about last year's Bijan prediction. We're here to run it back. The Fantasy Football Show begins now.
Live from the FantasyFootballShow.com studios, it's the Dynasty Fantasy Football Show.
Here we are talking with a very, very quick timer on the show. We're going to start doing this, I think, on the regular to ensure I go live every day on the Dynasty channel. Not to mention, I get a lot of complaints about having my content's too long. Well, you know what? Maybe the Dynasty content, maybe the Rumble content will have a timer so that everybody can get a quick dose and a quick shot glass of information from me in a different context. Not to mention, we'll do uploads that are between 7 and 12 minutes on the main channel anyway. So everybody that complains about how long the videos are, like turn it off. like listen to it until you're completely satisfied. Wet your beak. And then if you got to come back and listen to the rest of it, like, who wants a shorter show? I really don't understand that, to be honest with you. But here we are, 6 minutes, 33 seconds left on this particular show. Then we go live on the main channel in a little bit. For those that don't know, we're live on the main channel Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. So youtube.com/TheFantasyFootballShow. We'll be there in a second. But as it relates to these gentlemen on screen, and I will say that when I look at this group right here, I truly, truly, truly believe that Bijan, with the addition of Kirk Cousins, and how it's such a cascading effect. Cousins improving London improves Bijan. Cousins improving Pitts improves Bijan. Dare I say the benefactor, the biggest benefactor of Cousins is Bijan. Because Bijan's better on every level. Now, is London better when Bijan's better? Maybe, but they still ran the ball a ton last year. They still could run effectively. So it's not like it changes London as much as this all changes Bijan. And Kyle Pitts, it changes a ton because he didn't get thrown to. And this poor guy, when this man approached him and said, "Hey, what do you want? What do you want for the number 8 jersey?" And he said, "I don't need cash. I don't need anything. I just want to be thrown the ball. Like, send me targets. I'll send you the number 8. And that's how happy this guy is that he's getting a quarterback that can throw missiles down the field. So I feel like the long shows get you through work. Travis loves the long shows. And I agree. I think that maybe the reason why we succeed in creating daily content without fail or without much fail on the Dynasty channel and the Rumble channel is to go to 9 minute and 59 second shows so that we get that like quick shot glass of information type vibe. And I kind of like the idea of that as long as we aren't worrying about what we do change wise to the main channel. The main channel is going to have an hour and a half, 2 hour, 3 hour shows, and everybody will get everything they need from that. This is additional, and I don't mind the idea of the short show. It kind of gives it a little bit of a, you know, a sense of urgency. And we're already halfway through it. I got to rush what I'm going to say. I'm almost out of time. I kind of like this, but not long term for the whole main channel or the brand. Just Dynasty, just Rumble. Main channel is not getting effective. We're not, who cares what people say if they don't like long stuff? Pause. Bijan is going to be affected more than any of these other guys. Kyle Pitts will be affected, but the impact of what this does, this guy could be top 5, 6, you know, 7 would even be impressive, top 4 to 7 for Kyle Pitts at the tight end position. But Bijan could go literally from 9, running back 9, which was actually rather impressive given the fact that he didn't get the football near the goal line. He was the third player in line for goal line carries under this absolutely atrocious coaching by Arthur Smith, who's now in Pittsburgh. And I feel sorry for Pittsburgh Steelers fans because they're about to watch this man bleed the talent and waste it away. It's like he's just going to light it on fire. You know, hey, look at this $100 bill. Let me light it on fire. That's how it felt watching Bijan every single game. And I've given some blame to Bijan. I have. I think I've even sent him on a lap. And you're like, whoa, 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 Smitty, calm down. Watch your mouth. You sent our beloved Bijan Robinson on a lap. And the reason I sent him on a lap, and I can say this now because I feel like he rectified it, but he didn't ask for the ball. He didn't vocalize or say, I'm hungry, feed me. He didn't walk up to Arthur Smith on the sideline, not like an a-hole, but just heated and go, you know, get me in there. Like, I could score, though. I could score. We're first in goal at the 8-yard line. Hand the ball to me 4 times, Arthur. I will punch it in within 2. He didn't do any of that. Bijan just sat there twiddling his thumbs on the sideline. I love Bijan. You guys know I rarely ever would dare say a bad thing about him. But I did not like this in Bijan last year. I felt like he just sat there. And I felt like he was twiddling his thumbs. And he was just sitting there going, in his story post on Instagram, I'm very grateful that I didn't get any, you know, he didn't say didn't get any carries, but the game would end. He wouldn't get any touches. Very grateful, you know, blah, blah, blah. I want a little bit of diva in the player. And what did Bijan do as soon as Arthur Smith left, though? He said, I'm going to run for 2,000 yards. And I said, damn it, Bijan. That's what we've been wanting you to say. I want some hunger. I want some aggressiveness. I want somebody that's not, as Travis said, too classy to throw a fit on the sideline. I want a combination of classy and an absolute dog. And Bijan saying, I'm going to run for 2,000 yards is the first time we've heard him say, I've got the dog in me, and I'm going to go unleash it. So I'm very, very pleased with what I'm hearing from Bijan walking into the season. I'm just being completely honest about him just being a bystander by choice last year to the whole situation. Thank God Arthur Smith is gone. Thank God we've got Kirk Cousins. Thank God we've got an absolute magnificent double coach situation going on, okay, where you've got Zach Robinson. We got Z Rob and B Rob working together. Zach Robinson taking this offense to the LA Rams heights. This is Zach Robinson, offensive coordinator in LA, comes over and says, let me turn Bijan into my Kyren Williams. Let me turn Puka Nacua or London into Puka Nacua. Let's go sign Darnell Mooney. Let's trade Ridder away to my Cardinals. What an awful trade for an amazing trade for the Falcons. Rondell Moore, Darnell Mooney, Rondell Moore, Drake London, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Kirk Cousins, dynasty goodness all around. Unbelievable. And I can't wait for it. Top 1 RB dynasty, top 5 to 6 tight end, top 5 to 10 wide receiver. See you on the main channel. Appreciate you all. Go trade for every one of these guys. I mean, maybe not. Maybe you don't trade for Kirk Cousins and expect starter fantasy football production, but this man's going to facilitate. Actually, you know, Kirk Cousins, you know, let me backtrack Bobby that. I would say like 7 to 12. I think the reason I say that is like I'm still all about getting the Strouds. I'm still all about getting the Mahomes, the Hurts. Those are the dynasty quarterbacks I want. And in Dynasty, and we're on the Dynasty channel, people, calm down. Redraft, sure, you could start him easily in Redraft for a year. But in Dynasty, this isn't the guy you're going to go attack to be your starting long-term quarterback in Dynasty. However, if let's say you go after a JD5, and that's your longer-term 1QB Dynasty approach, this makes a fine two-year bridge quarterback for you. If you're in a super flex, this guy's a fantastic QB2, even in Dynasty. Obviously, amazing QB2 in redraft. And you're going to have some skeptics. They're going to say, okay, Minnesota, we knew what we were dealing with. JJ, we knew what we were dealing with. I bet you most people think this is a downgrade for Kirk, so he's going to drop in value. Kirk in Dynasty is a very decent QB for bridge QB building type strategies. And I just want to clarify. See you all on the main channel, 8 p.m. Eastern, which is in 11 minutes.